Jeannie, this question's to you. In 2017, you voted to approve the tree farm development, which is across Highway 82 from Whole Foods. The plan is to create 340 residences and over 100,000 square feet of commercial space. This was fiercely, at times viciously, debated. The town of Basalt and Pitkin County asked the commissioners to deny the proposal. You voted to approve it. Why?
I think what I would respond is that I hope that the people who came to the meetings saw that we were listening to the people who came, that we were applying the standards that were available to us. We were using the master plan and the future land use map as it was designed. When we heard from the community and they said, well, we would want more of this or less of this, that we integrated that into the plan as best we could.
Jackie? Your thoughts on the tree farm approval?
In terms of how it came down, the commission who spent the most time here voted with the people in the Roaring Fork Valley, and that was Kathy. This project is amazing, and both sides agreed that it was amazing. It started
both sides, really? I distinctly remember people being less than thrilled about the project.
Well, they were less than thrilled about the results of what would happen if the project went forward, but the project itself people liked.
Okay.
But when you're looking at something that is this controversial, to me it's important getting the two main people together. Both of them said, we wish that we would have had an opportunity to talk about it.
This was a very complex and long process. Mm-hmm. And there were people who outright did not want this passed. Mm-hmm. As a candidate for county commissioner, mm-hmm. what would you say to those voters? Are you saying that ultimately the process itself got messy, but that the product is something that is desirable, that this housing development should in fact exist?
The end product is up to the decision of the people who live here. So listening to everybody and making sure that everybody is part of the decision and that their opinion is valued is critical.
There's lots more to discuss on this. We're going to keep moving, though. Jackie, this morning I went on your website. You talk about affordable housing, and you're very clear that there are lots of things that you want to look at as far as affordable housing goes. But at no point did you mention that the county should build more affordable housing. Why is that?
Because it seems that we're always chasing after affordable housing and we never can build enough. If we build something, all right, so there's enough maybe for 40 families, and there's hundreds of families still waiting. And, you know, we need to start looking at this as a long-term situation and seeing if maybe we can come up with something different. And if that's occurring now, it's not visible.
Okay. I want to give Jeannie a chance to respond to that, but we'll come back.
Okay.
The county has not built affordable housing all by itself since Miller Ranch. That was a good long time ago. But what we do is partner with a private developer with some tools that we have in our toolbox so that they can get their project built. And we do require a certain amount of those homes be affordable. And then we do have a way of buying down additional deed restrictions and things like that so that we can allocate more of them as workforce housing. We have a needs assessment at this point that tells us exactly where people would like to live. The developer knows exactly, you know, I don't want to build for rent properties here when everyone here wants to buy. I don't want to build tiny homes here because people want three-bedroom homes. So that gives them some very good information. And then we have tools in our toolbox like some water tap fees and some, we have a little bit of land, but we don't have the ability as a county to outright build affordable housing.